This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Question for you. Where's the best place to get the greatest deals on thousands of items and have them delivered to your door? One answer, Amazon, and you get there through our Amazon portal. Orly here to remind you to do all your Amazon shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or shop the Amazon button on our Facebook cover photo. If you're listening to this on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app, on the About tab, there's an Amazon icon right there. Shop now, shop often, shop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com, the number one way we power this show.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I just want to say that all the Orleyites completely rigged the poll. The poll is rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged.
Hey, they came through when it was time.
No, they did not. Someone ran an algorithm that took over the poll. I know. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Some people that didn't listen last week are probably like, what the hell is he talking about?
Oh, you should be listening. You know, I heard on the Michael Mara show, Oscar Santana, who hosts the Michael Mara show, he said it very eloquently, and I'm going to steal it here, that, you know, the Michael Mara show has a very long tail, and our show has a very long tail, too. So people who, like, trip over the show for the first time ever, you know, sometimes the storylines don't add up. They don't, you know, get some of the references. So Michael Mara put it very simple. You have to almost invest, like, 6 weeks into a show because it's really hard to reset it. We get new listeners all the time, but it's really hard to kind of like reset, or they can always go back and listen to archive show because every show we've ever done is out there. But they put it very eloquently that you have to spend time with this form of media because it is like an episode upon episode, and Some shows tie into other shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like when I'm going to start a new TV show. Sometimes I'll ask friends like, can I start watching it now, or do I need it? Because some shows you totally can't.
Yeah, you can't get in.
Some shows, like I just started watching Law & Order SVU, and that one, there's a little backstory, but not a lot. Like, I'm not lost, you know?
Yeah, like Bones. If you just jump into watching Bones season 3, there's a whole lot that happened in season 1 and 2 that they refer back to often in season 3. So that's kind of how it is with podcasting and internet radio. People trip over the show all the time on iTunes. People trip over it on Stitcher Radio. They trip over it. They trip over the app. All of that, you know. So when
because it's fat.
Yeah, it is. It's very fat. They can't help but trip over because there's fat everywhere.
So, yeah. So if you don't listen to the show or you just came across it, go to fatguyradioshow.com.
Yeah.
And go to the shows area and listen to old shows.
Yeah.
Or download the app.
Yeah.
On the iTunes.
On the what, Orly?
On the app. On the iTunes. The iTunes App Store.
Yes.
Fat Guy Radio Show or Stitcher Radio. Fat Guy Radio Show. All one word.
And it's free.
Sound like we almost practiced that, and we didn't, I promise.
No, we didn't. We're just professionals.
Yep.
Some of us.
I'm a professional lip. I'm a professional a-hole.
I only speak for myself.
And you're not a professional.
That's why you don't hear me very well.
We're going to pad for a few more minutes before Orly just jumps in there with the opening bit.
Hey, Orly,
how you doing, man?
No, so I came with a little game.
A little game.
A little game. To kind of test your knowledge of the world.
Whose knowledge of the world?
Your knowledge of the
world.
Who
is your?
You are.
Corey Blaze. Test the knowledge of Corey Blaze.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't watch news.
So basically, this is going to make it even better.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I got some news headlines or maybe fake news headlines.
So what is the precipice behind this little giddy up?
I was just bored at home.
Okay. Oh.
And I came across some crazy stories. And with all the craziness in the world.
Mm-hmm. In the what?
In the world.
Okay.
I was like, I'm gonna write down some. Because some I'm like, I can't believe this is real.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm gonna test Corey's knowledge and throw some of these out at him.
So you're going to throw me out news headlines, and I have to guess if they are real or fake. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Fat Guy Radio Show, Real or Fake.
All right. A dead cat was taken to an animal shelter, and it turned out just to be a hand puppet.
And a dead cat was taken to an animal.
So somebody found a dead cat, and they took it to the shelter.
Okay. People love cats. So I'm going to say that story is real.
It was real.
It was real. I get a ding.
It was actually a dog puppet somebody found and they put in a box. They took it to the shelter and they figured out.
It wasn't Lamb Chop, was it?
No.
No, I love Lamb Chop.
I didn't know who you're talking about.
Thanks, Lip. I appreciate that.
PBS is free. You should have watched that show when you were little.
Yeah, Lip. Come on, get a little culture. All right, we got another story coming up.
Yep.
All right, hold on. I have a spacer here.
Dead man's parrot could become key witness in murder trial.
Okay, so parrots have been known to repeat things and observations.
Yes.
So I'm going to say that this story is false.
This story is real.
All right. I'm sorry. All
right. One for one.
One. If you're keeping score at home, it's Corey 12, Orly 2.
Porn website promises to donate to charity when viewers masturbate.
True. I've actually heard that story, and I alone am responsible for 18 kids' feet eating in Africa.
Very true.
I'm going to say that that story is true.
Yep.
Yes. Lip, you need to make your donation right after the show.
I already did.
No.
A fake pilot was arrested in Amsterdam just minutes before takeoff today, shortly after the real pilot was found unconscious, a little longer than a headline, unconscious in the gentleman's toilet without his uniform.
In the gentleman's loo. And what kind? Where were they at? Does it say what country were they
Amsterdam.
In? Amsterdam, home of the red light district. What do you think? True or false?
I say true.
I'm going to be adversarial, and I'm going to say false.
False. If I would have went to the next line, you might have known, because it says, a police spokesman, Dick Van Dyke, said the man detained was...
I got it right, Lip. You got it wrong. Suck it, bitch.
Zero. Zero.
Zero.
Fluffy pillow. Fluffy white... A fluffy white pillow has 69,000 Instagram followers.
Because people on Instagram are stupid, I'm going to say this story is true.
Very true.
Ha-ha.
You're pretty good at this game.
I know. Yeah. Lip, what do you think? Do you think the story was true or false?
That was false.
Okay, thank you, Lip.
In Switzerland.
One more again.
In Switzerland. There's signs that show prostitutes where they may prostitute. It basically says, okay, this is a prostitute zone.
So, like we have school zones and we have loading zones.
Yes.
In Switzerland, where they have wooden shoes, they also have hoe zones,
yeah.
So, I'm going to say this story is true because Switzerland is a cool country but a little weird.
It is true.
Wow. Ha ha! Dun-da-dun.
Hoe zone.
Bizarre fish with human teeth, which can rip off testicles with a single bite, found by terrified anglers in Russia.
What do you think, Lip?
False.
I'm going to go with Lip on this one, which is probably going to lead me down the road of despair. I'm going to say false.
It's true.
See, Lip? Damn it.
At least these websites said they're true.
According to sources.
All these random websites that came across.
According to sources.
The intranets.
All right. Give me one more.
One more.
Have your finger on that button there, Lip. That's what that symbolizes.
Sex robot on tank tracks named F-Zilla.
Wait. Hold on. Start over again. Sex robots on tank?
Tank. Yeah, track. So I guess like tank wheels, you know?
Uh-huh.
Nicknamed F-Zilla, which looks like Short Circuit's Johnny Five, is revolutionary. Is making the port.
Okay, let's start that over one more time because clearly Johnny Five is not alive.
Yeah.
Start over from the top. And one more game.
Clearly,
little
I don't think I wrote down the right thing.
Yeah.
But I have the story opening right now.
All right. Try it again there. A little deep.
So it says
one more game.
Sex robot on tank tracks, nicknamed F-Zilla, which looks like Short Circuit's Johnny Five, is making its way into the porn industry. And then let me go into a little detail. As it emerged, women will be using robots over humans for sex in 10 years. This slightly terrifying machine that features arms lined with sex toys could become more popular.
I'm going to go with true on that story because it sounds like something that is true.
It's very true.
It's very true.
Wow.
They shouldn't, instead of the F-Zilla, it should be Weenie Arms.
It should be Weenie Arms. And you know why I knew that was true?
Because Johnny Five Alive.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
You know, just a minute. I'm just curious. Anybody else at this table want to know who this woman is?
Vera?
All day y'all been skirting around the issue. I want to know who this woman is.
Mom.
Who are you?
Well, apparently, Pop Brown was my daddy.
What? You the lie. Apparently nothing. You a lie.
I know all about this.
Papa Brown been talking to you about her?
Yes, her and her mother. You see, when Pop Brown was in Chicago, he was a pimp.
Huh?
And her mother was his bottom hoe.
Oh, no, you ain't gonna sit here and talk about my daddy. Hell to the no, this is blasphemy. LB, you ain't gonna talk about my daddy like this, not a dinner table.
Nah, that's my daddy was a saint.
Your daddy was a pimp.
He was not a pimp. My daddy used to date nice women. Remember Sweet Sadie?
Yes.
Yeah. Good girl.
She was one of his hoes.
What about the girl Agnes with the freckles? She was good girl Agnes.
Freckle face hoe.
What about Annette?
Latin hoe.
What about Tommy Lee?
Backdoor hoe.
What about Shirley?
City hoe.
Hold up.
Miss Edna.
She's a double hoe.
What about Ivy Mama?
LB.
Nasty hoe.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. And now from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Welcome, everybody. Rock Steady by Aretha Franklin. Man, that'll get you moving. Little bit right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. What it is. Side to side, name. All right, Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the in-car AHA Radio app, the Fat Guy Radio Show app available in the iTunes store, and of course, you can always find us on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you once again by our friends over at Bravo Tip or Pay at TryBravo.com. You guys have come out strong on utilizing this brand new app, and we can't thank you enough. But as always, in the world of radio, we always can do more. Share Bravo Tip or Pay with a friend, family member, coworker, or at your church. If you have a small congregation, it works perfectly. That excuse of, hey, I left my wallet and my checkbook and my pocketbook at home, I can't tithe this Sunday. The Bravo Tip or Pay wipes that right out, because all they do is download the app because it's free, search for the church name, and boom, bam, tithing complete, and they get closer to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Bravo Tip or Pay. Simply download Bravo for your smartphone. Click the Bravo banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com or go directly to TryBravo.com. I have it. Everyone should have it, and it's great.
Great.
It's great.
Tony the Tiger has it.
Great.
Johnny Five Alive.
I have a new impression. Thank you, Lip.
Have you seen that movie, Lip? Short Circuit?
Short Circuit?
Probably not.
It's really old.
That's probably Meridian.
Probably not.
But it's like Johnny 5, Johnny 5 2.0, Johnny 5 5.0, Johnny 5 6.0. And there are like five series of Johnny 5.
I just watched the first one.
Short Circuit 1, 2, 3, 4, and Infinity.
Yep.
That, you know what? We might have just jinxed it early. Coming to theaters in 2017, a remake of Johnny 5. And it's going to be Johnny 4.0, and they're going to turn him into a sex robot.
Oh.
All right. It is the 4th of July coming up this Monday. It's a three-day weekend ahead for everybody that's in America that celebrates Independence Day. So happy birthday, America.
America.
America, happy birthday. It is the 4th of July. And guys, do you have anything planned? Orly, what you got planned for the 4th of July?
I'm not sure yet. I think maybe some take the kiddos to the splash pad and...
Let me ask you a question real quick, not to cut you off. Why is it that every time I ask a married person what they have planned, their answer always starts with, I don't know, blah, 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 blah.
When you ask, is it usually a man you're asking?
Yeah.
It's because the wife usually makes the plans.
Lip, I need a whip sound in the sound bed by next Thursday.
And, no, and another thing is you can't really plan stuff with kids because it's like, yeah, we'll be there, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, it's like kids are still asleep or kids are napping or the
you
kids are angry.
You wake their ass up.
Yeah, but then you have to. A lot of people say like, oh, no, your life's going to be the same. But you do have to plan around your kids. I know that some people probably don't want to hear that.
No.
It makes life easier.
I understand that. When we would do little things with little fella when he was younger and it was a holiday or something of that nature, we would start to get him so excited for it, warming him up to like, hey, we're going to go see the fireworks or hey, we're going to go to we didn't have splash parks back there. Back then when little fella was little, it was like Water World.
Okay.
And, you know, we would start to get him excited. That way, when the day came and we would do little things like I understand planning around the kids. We would do little things like have a little dry erase board with a little number countdown, you know, so that he would get excited. One more day, one more. Or I'm sorry, it was AJ, so it'd be one more day. You know, it was like he would get excited for that. But now it's like I ask the place that I go to every day that I don't want to go to. I ask people there, the guys there that are married.
I don't know. The wife, she gonna tell me to do something. She, you know, happy wife, happy life.
No, actually, I usually make the plans because I'm Mr. Googler and I Google events and stuff. But I think another thing that matters is, or it depends on, is the weather. Because here it's like today it's 95, but 4th of July might be 120. And it's gonna,
that's very true.
So it's going to be like, yeah, we're not going to go do an outdoor thing.
Okay, so what would you do for the 4th of July if what is your idea that you have for the 4th of July before your wife changes your mind?
I would like to go. There's a place out at in the East Valley that does like, they have a bunch of rides for kids and they do a fireworks show and...
You have little babies though. Can they get on some of those rides without like falling off and cracking their skull?
Yeah, the 3-year-old can. Like bounce houses and that kind of stuff, you know.
Your daughter must be just pissed off. She's going to hate him.
Remember? She's only one. She can't do much yet.
Oh, yeah. She can bite. She got teeth.
She can bite. She can eat. She eats nonstop. So she'd be happy to go there. And just
girl after my own heart. All right. That sounds like fun. So do the kids enjoy the fireworks, though? Will they sit through
Yeah, my
fireworks?
Son likes them. Yeah.
It's bright. It's loud. Lip, what about you? You had anything?
Traditional. Going to the park at 2 o'clock to get a good spot.
This is fun. Sit in the sun. Wait till you hear this, Orly. Go ahead, Lip. What else you got planned?
Sit in the sun, drink a lot of beer,
and light illegal fireworks.
There is nothing better than day drinking in 150 degree weather.
Exactly.
And he does it every single 4th of July.
But you got to put it like in a red Solo cup or something, you know, Powerade bottle, make it look like
no alcohol allowed in the parks.
Because there's no alcohol allowed at city parks. So Philippians got blind blackout drunk last time in the downtown Phoenix area. We lost him for a week when it was 4th of July. He ain't even American. What?
He was lighting sparklers out his butt.
He was. He had a sparkler up his ass. It was sparkler ass lip. That's what they call him on the streets. Sparkler ass lip.
He still has scar burns.
No hair. No more hair. Then that's how he started cutting his hair. So you guys are really going to load up all 500 of your nieces and nephews in 3 of your illegal vehicles and go downtown to our nation's capital, or I'm sorry, our state capital, and watch the works of the fire.
Well, they don't do it at the Capitol no more.
Where are they?
They're at the Indian Steel Park.
I went there a few, like my first year here, not realizing that the park was
that far.
That park sucks.
But it was, but they had like a big old stage, had a huge concert going on. It was kind of cool.
Stage, bunch of free. Most of the rides are free.
So they have like they have ride. It's a big show. The last time I saw, and I've shared this on the show. The last time I saw the fireworks in the Indian Steel Park, they shoot them off the water, don't they?
No.
Oh wait, no. They're like they're like a mile away.
Something like that. There's a field close by.
Yeah, yeah. Brush fires. That's not a threat. I saw the fireworks in the Indian Steel Park show from the Landmark Towers, which is a like a 15-story building across the street, and it's one of those high-fluential.
So you're like above the fireworks looking down on
Yeah,
them.
So you're above the fireworks. Nice. And it was really cool, but the person that I know that lived in the Landmark Towers don't live there anymore.
Oh.
So I won't be there. I have absolutely no plans for the 4th of July because it's hot.
Yes.
It's going to probably be super hot.
TV.
How can you enjoy that? How? We should not have fireworks.
No, fireworks are later at night, though. It's usually cooled down by then. You go out there. It's usually
here.
It's from 1,000 degrees to 500 degrees in the shade.
Yeah.
And you're going out there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, lip in the blistering. It's not even at the hottest point of the day at 2 o'clock.
Are you going to be, do you have to go like by yourself and then your family's going to come later? Or?
No, usually, like, it depends, you know. Whoever's.
They all go out there.
Who goes? Why do you have to save a spot?
Well, because it fills up. So you want to get a good spot so you're not too far back or crowded, you know?
Philippius and all 7,000 of his nearest relatives go to this thing because it's Mexicanville. Black people are smart enough to not go out there because they don't want to get blacker. White people don't go out there because they see the beautiful fireworks up north in Scottsdale where they have them under air-conditioned tents. And so all that's left is the Hispanics. And they go down there and they get rip-roaring drunk, and it's sponsored by Corona.
Is the park, is it kind of like, kind of in the hood?
The park is S, and yes, it's in the middle of the hood.
I was going to say that when I went. I was like, the first year I went there, it was kind of hood, but I didn't want to make it sound like I was better than anybody else if it wasn't the hood.
Now, to give you a little history behind that park, for those of you that are listening around the world, it's right in the middle. It's basically our version of Central Park, but it's not downtown. It's near downtown. Yeah. Yeah, it's not in downtown. It's near downtown. It's probably about 5 miles outside of the heart of downtown Phoenix, but it's our version of Central Park.
So homeless people?
Lots of homeless people. And it has
trying to steal my beer.
It has a man-made lake in the middle of it, and it's got some two big, huge booby hills. I mean, they literally look like two boobs just out of the ground because they're same size. And the funny thing is that those hills, kids like to go up to the top and roll down. The thing is, if you roll down the hill on the wrong side, you're going right in the water.
Or right in some homeless people.
Because you're right in the water. But the story behind it, the history behind the park is beautiful. It's named Indian Steel Park because it pays homage to our Native Americans. And it has a beautiful Indian Steel Walk where you can actually walk through history. And there's little bricks into the sidewalk and they tell a story. And some of the monuments that have been put there have relation to our Native Americans. So it has a great story. It's just now an SE park. And now somebody has somehow bought part of the property near on the corner of the park and turned it into some like agricultural hippie farm. And it's just growing hemp and weeds. And it's an eyesore, but it was better than what it was before, where it was just a blank field because the city tried to buy that plot of land and the owner of that plot of land blocked the city. So they built the park around that single plot of land, which is indicative of what Arizona real estate does. People will buy around one plot of land and build around it. That's why you can drive through downtown Phoenix, see this beautiful high-rise building and a shack shanty house right in the middle of it. And you're like, why the hell is that still there? And those people, it's just the way Phoenix is. But the Indian Steel Park, it was beautiful 10 years ago. It's not anymore. It's a homeless piss park.
Yeah.
It's literally what it is now.
Now you just hurt Lip's feelings taking his family there.
No, Lip loves it. Lip's and Lip's family loves it. They love going there. They flip right in. They'll piss right with the old homeless people. I don't care. No, I think
we'll fight for beer.
Literally, the city of Phoenix will go through there. They probably already started
and clean it up,
and they will clean them out
for the big event and stuff.
Yep, they do. We are really good at that here in Phoenix. I'm not even lying to you, man. We are really good at shifting homeless people. When we have like when we had like the Super Bowl, we shifted them out of the area where Super Bowl travelers were going to be. They literally will move the homeless people around. We have, and I'll sneak down there one of these days and take a picture. We literally have a lot in downtown Phoenix that's gated that we shepherd homeless people
into. Oh, I've seen that area.
Yeah.
I did some volunteer work at like a homeless shelter over there, and they always hang out near there.
Right over there by my friend Candace's job, which is St. Vincent de Paul, which we're partners with this show. The city of Phoenix will go and find homeless people, pick them up in vans, and take them to that gated area.
Well, at least they take them there. Back home, there was a off-ramp or on-ramp that shut down.
Yeah.
And they all started going on there. And then, like, when they would leave the area, like, the Fresno County people just came to, like, a sweep and, like, threw all their stuff away. They were, like, some lawyer was, like, trying to help the homeless people, like, win a lawsuit of, you know what I mean? Because they were just, like, taking all their stuff.
They do. Yeah.
Tossing it away. And, I mean, they don't have much. And then, like, so people would get back from taking their walk and be like, where's my shopping cart? And it was like,
That's what Phoenix does. Phoenix does the exact same thing when it comes to big events. When there are big Comic-Con, they did it because they don't want these people that are coming in, putting money into the economy of Phoenix to be interrupted or disturbed by our homeless population.
Kind of like when your mom's going to come over or something, you're like, okay, let's claim the place. Yeah. Let's take this picture down.
Yeah, like when my mom's coming over, I make sure that I rip out all my weed plants that look like arugula right now, but they're not. It's pot. You know, I take those out of the kitchen and I put up the fake, real arugula. But we do that. And they're going to do it for the area. The police presence at these things are huge.
Yes.
They are major when it comes down. And speaking of police presence in Phoenix, have you seen the new police speed capture cars?
No.
They're Dodge Chargers.
Oh, I saw Challengers. One the other day.
Challengers. They're Dodge Challengers now. And the only way you can tell that it's a police car is if you're able to see the light bar.
Yeah, because it's not tagged, right?
It's not tagged, and the light bar is right above the top of the inside of their windshield. So they literally have to be up on you in order for you to tell. And if they're up on you,
they're probably pulling you.
They're
over.
Probably pulling your ass.
Yeah, I've
over.
Seen a lot. I've seen like in like the East Valley. There's like a Ford Explorers. Like sometimes you see Suburbans, and all you do is see like when the lights are lit up, like in the grill or whatever.
Yeah, you can't tell. Now, I think that police cars have a certain color tint on them, where they still stick out no matter what they do. No matter what undercover car they're in, I can always tell that.
Like you said, if it's too late, it's going to be too late if you're doing something wrong. But I would think undercover is more like if they're going to do a sting or something's going to be. But sometimes I'll just see them have somebody pulled over, and I'm like, I wonder if that's what they're doing, or if they just happen to come across somebody speeding, they pull them over.
When they start, I mean, you have to realize back in the day, Orly, you and I are somewhat similar in age, ancient. you were a lot smarter than me, where you had kids later in life, and I applaud you for that. Remember the days where it was just the Crown Vicks?
Yeah.
You saw a Crown Vic coming up a mile away, you knew that was a police officer, whether it had a sticker on the side of it or not. And they even used the Crown Vics in California. California police officers are really easy to spot because everything's black and white.
Yeah.
Well, down in L.A., I don't know what it is up in Hartford or where, Connecticut, wherever you're from.
Connecticut.
Where is he
from?
Well,
what's funny, though, is some of those still fool me. I'll be on the freeway and you see like a white car coming behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody slows down. And then it's usually some like either a hillbilly or somebody that's like trashy, and they have the old Crown Vic with the big old light still on the side.
Yeah,
pass you. You look over, and it's like some hillbilly.
The
windows
popos.
Down.
We call them squirrels. I know who those people are. Those people are dicks. I'm going to tell you why. Because those people understand that their car looks like a police cruiser, so they are going to purposely slow down until one person has the balls to actually pass them.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. There is an a-hole with the Crown Vic on the 101 that I drive very frequently which is a freeway loop on the outskirts of the metropolitan area. And that dick gets on the freeway knowing damn well that everybody is going to slow down. So he purposely goes 64. 64. The speed limit, 65. He purposely goes 64 until somebody gets up on him and realizes this is just an old dick driving a Crown Vic. Pass him.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Pass him. And that brings me up to another point.
Then that red Challenger comes behind you.
Yeah, then the red Challenger comes up and you're screwed. And then I've discovered a new a-hole highway patrol officer on his bike.
Oh, yeah.
This dude drives so erratically, I have to capture him on, you know, this is one of the reasons why I need to get one of those dash-mounted cameras that insurance companies are giving out.
Yeah.
I need to get one of those because this dude swoops all the way through traffic. This is literally what he does. I've seen him. I've gotten on the freeway on the 101 because I drive the freeway very frequently. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's literally how you get from point A to point B in this city unless you live right in the heart of the city. Then you have to drive through all stoplights. It's either freeways or stoplights in this city. God, I love this place. I love it, you know? You know, I bleed.
Especially right now.
I bleed PHX. I bleed the PHX.
Purple and orange?
No. Phoenix. So this cop, this dick, and I love police officers. This is Arizona Highway Patrolman. He gets on this little motor scooter, and he zips through traffic.
Does he lean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I seen him.
And then this is what he does. For illustration purposes only. I'll get on the freeway at, let's say, 7th Street. He will come. He will be already on the freeway. I will see him approaching from behind because if you see a motorcycle going in and out of traffic, it catches your eye in your rear view camera.
Yeah.
So he, and you're thinking that he's going to chase somebody. No. What he's doing is he's going through traffic, getting a couple of miles ahead of you, stopping, pulling out his speedar gun, and then waiting for all those people he just zoomed to pop one off.
Oh, because they probably figure, okay, the cop passes. Let's speed up now.
Right. There's no threat. So he goes up there and then pops one every time. I saw him pop at least three people just this week, and it's Thursday. He's popped three. That, nice. To me, is a form of entrapment. He ain't as bold as the other cop that I just saw literally parked behind the world's smallest bush. I'm like, what? He has the SUV, and he's parked behind a bush. And do you know he popped a person that did not see this huge Glendale PD SUV, and he still popped somebody. It literally took him 2 minutes to back up from the bush, go back in the drive, and go through the rocks, fling rocks all over the rest of us that were driving up the street so he can go up there and get the little red Trans Am. And he got him.
I saw one the other day. He pulled off the freeway. He pulled off the off-ramp.
Yeah.
And then I saw him go right back on the other side.
I've seen that too.
But I don't know if he was trying to trick people or so many people slow down and it causes the traffic to kind of back up. So maybe he was just being cool, pulled off so traffic would flow, and then he got back on.
Now, I've seen cops do that too.
To try to fool you? Or
no, I've seen them do that because they understand that they are slowing down traffic.
Yeah, and it causes...
And it causes a lot of headaches, and I hate that. It's funny how we ended up getting on cops and homeless people when we were talking about America because you know what? That's what America is about. Homeless people and law enforcement. All right, folks, let's step back for a quick break here. We've got more fun and more thrills right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm AJ, host of Little Fella Radio, and Sydney, my co-host, and I are gearing up for season 4 of our show, coming this summer to LILFellaRadio.com. Now, Fat Guy Radio Show is full of adult waka waka, but on LFR, you can expect a clean, wholesome, teen-friendly entertainment, because teens don't need fat guy entertainment in our lives, and we most certainly won't use words like fuck, shithead, motherfucker, and asshole. So turn your teens on to LFR on LILFellaRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Yeah. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show on your iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or directly through the Fat Guy Radio Show app. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Joining me across the console here in Studio G is my good buddy, Orly.
Hello.
And our executive producer, Flo Olympias.
Yes.
A little reset for those of you that may be joining us right there on our live stream. If you've never caught our live stream on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., feel free to check it out at fatguyradioshow.com/live. It's very simple and it's free. fatguyradioshow.com/live. Now, Orly, a lot of people ask me, how do we have so many live streams and our show stays free? They ask me that all the time.
How?
I tell them because you support our sponsors like Amazon.
Okay.
And you do that by shopping through the Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. Amazon has, it's coming up again, another great. What was that? That was so distracting, Orly. I'm sorry. I was on a roll. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon has their Prime Day event coming up soon in July. Now, what the Prime event is special deals just for Prime members. Only Prime members are aware of these amazing deals. I believe last year, I actually got little fella's room at my home, his room TV, brand new HD smart television for less than $200. It's kind of like Black Friday at Walmart without all the fighting and the fireworks going off in aisle six. Uh-huh. It's just like that, but it's only available to Prime members. So if you're a Prime member, you will be aware of these specials. If you're not a Prime member, you need to get over to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and sign up today. And all of you Prime members out there, make sure you access those Prime deals through the Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon banner. And we thank everybody for doing that. We had an acceptable month of June. It's projected to be an acceptable month. But as always, we can do more. And we appreciate those passionate listeners out there that want to put their dollars behind this show. So thank you very much. Where's Lady K? Oh, there she is. Gavin will be on PBS July 4th show on TV. You could have plans to watch that, right? Absolutely. Oh, yeah. There you go. Lady K, are you going to be watching it? Or Lady K, tweet me. What are you going to be doing for 4th of July? I want to know. But, yeah, there's a Gavin DeGraw show on PBS. That should be free with limited commercials.
Nice.
Like Fat Guy Radio Ooh. Show. Orly.
Yes, sir.
You know, I come on here often and I bitch about things and I have...
More than often.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's pretty much what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rose. And I'm not gonna have a bad attitude, and my chonies are not in a bunch. Thank you very much. Nope, they're not in a bunch because Rose and Orly decided to go toe to toe with the big boy on his Facebook. And once I was ready to reply, but I wasn't in the best headspace this week. I won't get into it, but I wasn't in the best headspace this week. So I didn't reply. I decided to just go ahead and bust your ass on the show. So thank you, Rose. Rose, oh, yeah. You want to come out swinging, mama? That swing, mama. No, it was funny. And my chonies, is that what it was called?
Chonies? I think I said chonies.
Yeah, you did say chonies. After I Googled what those were, I realized. So instead of me bitching about Lady K is going to be taking her kids to watch the fireworks.
Ooh.
Of course, our beautiful Lady K on the East Coast. There's some beautiful places on the East Coast. One thing that's on my bucket list is to watch the fireworks over the Washington Monument.
Okay.
I think that would be amazing in Washington, D.C., but I would be there with me and 3.5 million of my closest
friends. What about New York near the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty, that would be cool too, but I'm afraid of New York.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Well, I went to I went to Vegas 1 year to watch.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, oh, it's gonna be cool. I heard they closed the street down and blah blah blah. No, I think Caesars was the only place to do fireworks, and it was like a 5 minute show, and I was like, oh.
Ah, Lady K is at. She watched the fireworks at the Kannapolis Intimidators ball field.
Mm.
I don't know what the I'm gonna assume that that's a baseball team.
Maybe.
Or a women's soccer team?
Maybe like a AAA team or a AA.
Oh, It's one of those hot chick football teams.
Ah.
Yeah, there we go. So, speaking of great Americans, since we're in the vein of having an American Central show, I have a new bit, Orly, that we're going to debut here on Fat Guy Radio Show today.
What is it called?
It's called America F Yeah! And what we're going to be doing during this America F Yeah segment is, you know what? I come across stories about people in America, and they always suck. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But this time, Orly, I'm taking a turn. I'm switching my life around. Rose struck something up in me. I'm coming positive because there are some Americans that are here in America, because it wouldn't be Americans in another state, in another country, because that would make them something else.
Illegal.
Thank you. Americans kicking ass and taking names. Oh, and when Americans do something and they fight back, all I got to say, yeah. And that's what you're going to get during this segment, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what we have up first during our segment? Orly, do you remember what the name of the segment was?
Yep.
No, you don't.
America.
Thank you for setting up the bit so I can play the bit again. Let's try that again. Rewind. Hey, Orly, do you remember what the name of the bit is?
What bit?
Okay, here it is. Yeah. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Our first America F Yeah story is coming from our friends out at California. No, I'm sorry. Northport, Florida. Oh, thank you very much.
Do you remember the name of the bit?
No, I don't. There we go. All right. So our first America kicking ass story comes from Florida. This home intruder, would-be robber, came into someone's house armed with a baseball bat.
Into an American's house.
In an American's house. American's house. Came to an American's house with an armed bat, armed with a bat, and the Florida couple, the husband, put him in a bear hug, and the wife grabbed the bat and beat the hell out of him.
There
you,
it is.
You know why? Because it's America. Yeah, when Americans fight back here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We're going to keep it rolling. Orly, you want another one?
Yep, give me another one.
All right, we're going to give you one more hit right here. This one goes over to Oregon because Americans are out there kicking ass. You know why?
Why?
What did the Oregon woman do when she returned home with her kids at like 3 o'clock in the morning? This Portland mother discovered that there was a man, an intruder, waiting in the house when she got there with her two kids. 33-year-old woman found a stranger in the bedroom of her kids. In the kids' bedroom, Orly.
What did she do?
At 1:45 in the morning on Sunday, her children are 5 and 10 years old, and she had, guess what, a handgun.
Uh-oh.
Mama shot the hell out that 55-year-old intruder. You're not coming up in nobody in these Americans' homes and trying to mess around with their kids. Hell no. You want to know what I'm talking about? These are Americans fighting back because America. And she's working with investigators, and she has not been trumped up on any of the charges. Nope. Somebody come into your house and you're in America, you know what you do? You bust a cap in the ass. That's what we do. You know, we always talking about so many stories about how stories about how people are coming in and attacking and shooting up people in their homes and stuff like that. Well, you know what? Americans are learning to fight back. You know why, Orly?
Why?
Heck yeah. And that's our new America on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah, don't you feel patriotic now?
I do, and nothing's more American than keeping your kids out till 3 in the morning.
Nothing's more American than beating the hell out of people. And you know what? We Americans, we come across so often as weak, willed, zilches. You know, we all in our social medias, and we all, you know, in the internets. You know, it's okay to be in the internets if you're on FatGuyRadioShow.com, but we're always in our internets. And we're always letting our wives ruin our plans for the 4th of July. And we're always just going out in the middle of nowhere and pissing with homeless people around the American flag. But you know what? It's time time for us to start showing and showcasing stories of Americans kicking ass. And that's what this new bit on Fat Guy Radio Show is all about.
There it is. So my question, though.
Yes, I'll entertain a question.
The people that they beat up, were they American also?
They were Americans, but those were dumb Americans.
Okay.
See, there is good Americans, and there are dumb Americans.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them.
And I don't know why I all of a sudden sound like Barney Fife. But sometimes you just got to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Thank you, Orly. That's two new impressions today.
Yes.
I had
fire.
Johnny Five earlier today, and now I just did Barney Fife. Mm. I'm feeling
both
pretty
fives.
Good. Both fives. It's a
five times two.
It's a five times two. Orly, you're not getting the title of the show again. I'm not giving it to you. You've had the last six. You've had your fill.
Okay.
You've had your day. That
for
was
the
another
year.
One of your titles. Five times five.
If you do one more five.
Five times two.
Five. You have a trifecta.
Damn it. He did it anyway. Trifecta. But yeah, I just decided that we would do this now. And now on to the bad news. We do this bit here on Fat Guy Radio Show called Trailer Talk, which is coming up in the next segment.
Yep.
And there was a trailer that we reviewed called Sausage Party.
Yeah.
And Sausage Party, Orly, would you say that necessarily isn't it's an animated movie. We reviewed the trailer on the show. It's an animated movie, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's a movie for children.
Yeah. The first, if you didn't know what it was about and you saw the first 20, 30 seconds, you'd be like, ooh, a nice new cartoon for the kids.
Yes.
And then a hot dog starts talking to a bun or something?
Yeah, a hot dog gets eaten out by a bun.
Oh.
What? Oh. Wow. Sorry about that. Didn't know that was going to go there. Here you go, Lady K. Hello, hot dog. I'm a bun. How about me and you snuggle up together and put your...
Get some mayonnaise.
Get your wiener in my bun.
Oh man.
That's
too
not
much.
Appropriate. Put too your much. Wiener in my. It ain't worse than what Orly was saying before the mics went live. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Orly's all beautiful and perfect, and he's got his halo on when the microphones are on. But when these microphones are off, he's a little dirty birdie, folks. Don't let him fool you. He lit dirty birdie.
Like before the show?
So we reviewed the movie Sausage Party.
Yeah.
And it's not a movie appropriate for
no,
kids.
No, definitely not. Full F word in the trailer.
Yeah, it was right out there, and you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't take your kids to see it.
Oh, definitely not.
No. And the movie's out. It's released.
Yep.
But also, what has been released
No,
is,
it's not released yet.
It's not out
no.
yet? Oh.
Just trailers are playing for it.
That kind of ruins sense. The story. But okay, we'll go with it. The
Well, then you'd wonder why a trailer was playing for it if it was already out.
Okay. All right, so let me take a different route because I am a professional, and
yes.
I thought the story was going another way, but that's all right, Orly. When you take your kids to see movies, number one, you have to test when your kids are ready. Orly, you wouldn't think that your 3-year-old or 2-year-old is ready to go to a full length movie.
No, not yet.
No. I think the age probably maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah.
They could sit through a movie without you wasting. I mean, because if you take him when he's 2 now, he's not even going to be able to see the movie because the chair is going to like spring clamp him in there.
Cause yeah.
You'll look up and your kid is down and stuck on that,
Just yesterday,
chips and salsa.
My friend Alex, she posted, she took her son to the theater.
Yeah.
He's holding popcorn in one picture. Uh-huh. And she said, we didn't even make it past the trailers. He was scared of the chairs.
You got to gauge.
He's 3, I think. And I told her, we've been thinking about it. She's like, yeah, please wait. She's like.
Yeah, you got to gauge when to take your kids. But when you do take your children to see children's movies, what's the biggest children's movie on the planet, again, that has broken the internet? Finding Dory.
Yes. Yep.
Everybody wants to see it. I was when I was here at the studio with AJ and Sydney for Little Fella Radio this past Saturday. I asked AJ after the show. I'm like, "You're 16 years old now, bro. You don't want to go see this movie." He's like, "No, no, no! I want to go. I'm like, "Really? You really?" I saw Finding Nemo. I want to go find Dory. I said, "You do realize that it's a dumb fish." And not just a dumb fish in the sense of it being a dumb fish. No, she literally is duh. She gets lost. She's got short-term memory loss. I'm going to spoiler alert. The damn fish was never lost. Her family was there. Her family was right next to her the whole damn time. Remember, it's Dory. This is the fish that kept on swimming. Swimming, swimming, swimming. Just kept on swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. This is the fish that went bungee jumping off jellyfish. And now you want to go pay $9.75 to go find out that she's lost? Are you shocked? She's an idiot. Of course she's lost. Or is she?
I don't know.
She's probably just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Now I want to go watch it.
Now you want to go watch it because I've sold it. But at every kids movie, they always show kids movie trailers for the upcoming movies, and they're always animations to keep the kids to look up at their parents and say, "Mommy, I want to go see that movie." Little Jimmy, do you know what that movie's about? No, but I want to go see it. Let me do it. That's impersonation number three for today's show. Yep. That was Stuart from Mad TV. So, during one of the previews of Finding Dory, the fish that was never lost, they show Sausage Party.
Wow.
A cinema theater showed Seth Rogen's adult animated comedy. That isn't even out yet. They showed the trailer at Sausage Party. This was at a theater in California. Mm. Your hometown, Orly.
Yep.
And Ruth.
At people.
And Rose. She was probably sitting
That's
there.
My hometown too.
Rose probably started the wave in the theater because, you know, there was a country song in it. But a cinema in California has been forced to apologize after accidentally showing an inappropriate trailer. Inappropriate is putting it lightly. Hello, the wiener was put inside the bun. Trailer for Seth Rogen's adult animated comedy Sausage Party before a screening of the new Pixar movie Finding Dory.
And one of the scenes is like kind of gruesome. The one that sounds to me is like the potato's like, "Here I go." He thinks he's going to like be going wherever. And she starts to shred it and he's like screaming.
Yeah.
And like,
he's killing the potato. He's killing the potato.
But I thought
this was hilarious. The Brendan Concord Cinema in California is the theater that did it. And the vice president of operations, Walter Inchinger.
Inchinger.
How come I feel like Walter would sound like this is his comment? I'm going to give you a fourth impression. Walter Inchinger.
Playing the trailer was a one-time honest mistake by a theater manager moving screens around in an effort to accommodate several large last-minute groups wanting to see Dory. The movie was started by mistake. I'm Walter Inchinger.
I wish I was there for that. I think, I mean, someone like me, I would probably laugh and tell my kid, like, you know that's wrong. But, you know, there were some parents that are just like if it especially was, like, in a little nice fancy neighborhood, they were probably freaking out.
Your kids are, just those horses' ass that think that their ass don't stink. Look, your little rug rats, they're going to probably be porn stars anyway. They live in California. Unless they move out of California and East Phoenix, they have no chance on becoming an internet radio sensation.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're going to become porn stars anyway, so eventually the kids are going to learn to put the sausage in the bun. That's just what everybody does. I'm sorry. Hey, Twitter, get it together. Lady K is having an internal error. Get it together, Twitter.
Yeah.
She's having internal errors because she's trying to talk to us. She can't. All right. On the other side of this break, it is a segment that is sweeping the nation. We're talking about trailer talk. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Love. Or you can't do that because your jaws don't jiggle like mine. Oh, that's funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends of our best friends on the East Coast, Florida, Halo Cigs and Nicopore Labs. Halo Cigs, a premium electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids in flavors to match any smoker's desire. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company, providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco e-cigs. I made the switch and it was easy. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero. I'm going to need another bottle of that, by the way, there, Halo Cigs. Just want to put that out there. And my module of choice is my Triton tank system with my variable voltage battery. I always have it with me here in Studio G. See what PC Magazine calls the top-rated e-cig company for 2 years in a row. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby! All right, let's gear up for it. Was that Blink 184?
No, that was like...
That was Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
Where'd they fall out?
They fell out of Dance Dance.
Did you know today is the 182nd day of the year?
Yeah. What?
Yep.
How many days is it?
Considered Blink 182 day.
Are you serious?
Good thing I got that song wrapped up next.
Way to lip. Look at you being timely. Was that a Blink 182 song we just heard?
That wasn't.
Next one.
But you brought it up, so then I brought it up.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention because I was trying to find the intro to the segment that's been sweeping the nation. But I did find it, though.
You did?
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Want me to hit the button?
Yep.
I'll hit the button.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
We review the trailers because the trailers are free. Orly's face is out of frame because he moved when we set up the cameras. All right, ladies and gentlemen, someone asked me earlier, what does what was the opening say? It says, we review the trailers because the movies aren't out. No one can understand that. All right, so here on Trailer Talk featuring half of Orly, we reviewed the Swiss movie Swiss Army Man, starring Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe. Hank, played by Paul Dano, is stranded on a deserted island, having given up all hope from ever making it home again. But one day, everything changes when a corpse named Manny, played by Daniel Radcliffe, washes up on shore. The two become fast friends and ultimately go on an epic adventure that will bring Hank back to the woman of his dreams.
So, corpse means it's dead.
Him dead.
Well, that changes everything, I guess, after I didn't read it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, that makes it even... go ahead, Lip.
I still want to hear your review.
Lip.
My review first?
Yeah, Lip, you always go first. Yours because...
Yours is the most entertaining.
Yeah, yours
is
the most vapid.
Mine's the quickest and it looks boring and I probably won't watch it. And there's too much weird stuff happening in that movie for me. And I just don't understand it.
All right, thank you.
And I never was a Harry Potter fan.
All right, thank you, ADD. Orly?
Me? I know it wouldn't be very professional just to say what the F and pass it on to you. Because I honestly didn't really know what the hell's going on either.
Really?
I mean, some of this... I mean, if I didn't see it say, like, Sundance or Sundance, what is it, Sundance Festival winner or something, I would probably think, like, is this fake? But, like, I don't even know what to talk about it. It's so weird, like...
Thank you, Lady K.
Dead body. Now, I mean, I didn't know it was a dead body.
You didn't? Okay, so what was your original thought before you learned that it was a dead body?
Well, I kind of thought it was dead at first, but then they show him talking. It looks like it.
Okay.
I don't know. He's like dragging around his body and making him shoot things, and it's weird. I don't understand.
He farts.
He farts.
It's a farting corpse. I think that's how he discovers the body in the trailer floating in the water, is that there was a fart. Because when I watched the trailer, that was the first thing that caught my eye, is that there is a dead body floating up ashore, and all you see is a little water spray, and you hear a fart. So that's how the Hank finds that there's a dead body and floats up. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to bring this movie, this trailer, into perspective for you.
And he knows it's dead when he first finds it?
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to tie it in. I'm going to make it real for you now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, Castaway. With
Tom Hanks.
The imaginary ball.
Okay.
Okay. So take elements of that and tie it in with elements of Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay.
That's the movie. Therefore, it is an original idea. I believe that the way that this movie is probably going to pan out is that this is going to go more of a Castaway version or Castaway type of plot, where the whole thing was all in his imagination.
Okay.
Meaning that he just was dreaming this up. He was hallucinating because he was stranded on this desert island, and he might wake up and it never actually happened.
So they're not going to be able to make stuff explode from his body somehow.
Because literally he was using the dead corpse's body, and the corpse was talking. Daniel Radcliffe got the role of the century because all he has to play is a dead body. He's manipulated by Hank, he's played like by Paul Dano. It's his little puppet. He's your puppet. Boom, 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 boom. That's all. Daniel Radcliffe just, just lays there, which put me in the mind of Weekend at Bernie's.
And talks every once in a while.
And talks.
But doesn't put much into it. He's kind of just like blah, blah, blah.
Right, because he's dead.
Yeah.
So it has to me, I wrote down Weekend at Bernie's on steroids.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I thought Weekend at Bernie's was an original concept. Castaway was an original concept. But I think it was based on a true story, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a great story. This movie is completely unbelievable, but it's also completely innovative.
So we have you seen it?
That's what I look for in movies. I believe I will add this to my list of movies to see.
I will not be seeing it.
$10.99.
As weird as it looks. Yeah. Ow.
It is weird, but it's very innovative. It's a storyline that you know is going to be sticky, that's clear. You know it's going to be...
Wait. Sticky, that's clear.
Sticky. Stick. S-C-H. T-I-C-H. Sticky. Jokes.
You don't think it's a little slapstick. Bit too overboard, though? Like,
of course it is. They're shooting.
Like,
he surfed. He water skied on a dead body because the corpse was able to fart. Of course it's going to be stupid.
But I have a feeling I would. And I don't do this often. Like, I think I would go into the movie and just be like, okay, this is a little too.
When looking at this trailer, I would go into it completely disassociating any reality. Because it's that far out there. But it's an original concept, which is what I've been bitching that Hollywood needs to give us. An original concept.
There you go.
And I think it's there. So, yeah, here we go. We disagreed again, didn't we?
We did.
Yes.
You're effing crazy. to want to see this movie. And some idiot's going to get caught with a dead body somewhere in town. And for they're going to say they've had it in their house for a month and that they're using it as a Swiss Army man, like the movie.
Yeah, which I don't understand Swiss Army man, because I don't know if he has a knife in his bones. Does he have scissors?
No, I think he's...
Does he have little fingernail clippers?
Well, Swiss Army, yeah. I think he's just saying it's used because he's using them for a jet ski. He's using them for a gun. He's using them for... So it's his Swiss Army man. He's using them for everything.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I mean.
I don't know, but I plan on seeing it. I think it's innovative. It might suck. Matter of fact, it's going to suck.
Exactly.
But I'm going to see it. Lady K says we are total polar opposites. We really are. We have nothing in common, Lady K.
We only look alike.
We'll be right back. We're going on now. Anything you want to see. We are polar opposites, but who would want to hear a radio show of us just sitting here kissy-facey?
Yeah.
That was one thing I told you before you joined us. I said, don't agree with me on everything.
Yeah, can you imagine that? That was a great story. Corey, come give me a hug.
That was awesome.
Philippians, high five.
I'll be more than happy to buy you diapers for your kids because I know that's what you need. It's really great, and your marriage is solid, and I love how you just listen to your wife.
I always listen to my wife.
I know, but that would suck as a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Nobody wants to hear that. If you want to hear lovey-lovey, kissy-kissy radio, listen to Full Court Press. Those boys couldn't have an argument if you paid them.
They make it all day.
I mean,
before
hell,
and after the show.
They do before and after, and I watch. What?
And during?
And during. I join in sometimes, too. Can we talk a little TV?
Let's talk it.
What's wrong?
I almost ripped my head off with my headphones.
Your head.
Corley. That's who we are. We're Corley.
Corley.
We are so different. We're named the same. Corley.
Yeah.
I've been spending some time on TV because there's some new, I'm just going to fix your camera, Orly. Just pad for me for.
I think I'm good for now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just had to make sure I was good from the last because I.
We got 8 minutes left in the show, so people aren't going to care.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you, Lip. I've been spending some time on ABC with our friends on ABC.
Okay.
And the American Broadcasting Corporation. dude, they brought back Celebrity Family Feud.
All right.
They brought back the Match Game hosted by Alec Baldwin.
Ooh.
Okay.
Is Family Feud ongoing? Because I thought it was a one-time deal.
It was a one-time deal, but it's like a special series. They only run these during the summer. It's like this. It's like the Sunday Summer Games. It only comes on Sunday. Check your local listings. And Celebrity Family Feud is always hilarious. But they spun it up, and they're bringing back these old TV shows just for these little special series. I watch what we call it's a TV network here in Arizona called Buzzr, and it's available on the world's worst TV cable provider, Cox Communications, and it's called Buzzr, and they show all the old game shows from like back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They're even black and white. They've got those long, skinny microphones.
Okay.
Some of the guys are wearing lapel. When lapel microphones first were invented, lapel microphones used to have the mic cable coming out the back of them, so the host would have to, even though he wasn't holding a microphone, he'd still have to wrangle the cable. That's what airs on Buzzr television.
So Buzzr's the station.
Buzzr is the station.
Is it like the Game Show Network? Because they show old.
They do, but Buzzr goes even further back. They go black and white. Lucille Ball, all those characters from back in the day. Young Lucille Ball.
That's cool.
Baby, teenage Betty White is on some of these. That's how, and Betty White's 1,000 years old.
She's like 92.
She's 1,000 if she's 92. So when I saw that ABC was planning on bringing out the Match Game, I was like, okay, Alec Baldwin, I don't really see him as a game show host. I watched the replay just last night on my DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Was it?
What I love so much, I was immediately engulfed in the show. All current celebrities, they have the standard, which is Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
And, you know, she's a little bit of a bitch, but she's funny. And they had one of my favorite actresses, Deborah Messing from Will and Grace.
Okay.
They had some loud, big tooth, skinny black guy and Michael Ian Smith or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
And then some other two people that I didn't know. But what was so cool about it is that they had the same logo from back in the day. It lit up the same way. Alec Baldwin came out. They didn't use CGI or nothing. The logo literally was animatronic and moved.
Nice.
Which is indicative of what happened back in the 70s and the 60s because they didn't have all the technology. And then the stage spun. That was one thing about the Match Game is that when the contestants wouldn't run out on stage, the contestants were sitting in chairs
and the stage was fun.
And then what really put it over the top, the stage is set with shag carpeting.
Nice. So it's almost like the original set.
It's almost like the original set with a modern twist. And I'm sorry, a lot of people were panning Alec Baldwin hosting this show, but it is hilarious. He does a killer job. And the thing is that they get like four contestants in within an hour. Because the Match Game is so fast.
Okay.
So you know what the Match Game is.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. So, you know, I'm excited to see the next episode.
Didn't they also bring the Pyramid Show back?
The Pyramid is coming back, too, with that gap tooth dude that pretty much gave the finger to that little skinny crackhead chick.
That explains it all.
Right?
Yeah.
What was her name? Hoda Kotb? No, that's not her name. Kelly Riptits.
Oh,
Kelly Riptits.
Yeah.
Live with Regis and Kelly Riptits.
Well, Michael Strahan. Regis.
Michael Strainer Teeth is now hosting that. I haven't seen that one because I don't. No, I don't think that one comes on until this Sunday.
It's going to be ABC though, also because he's also on Good Morning America.
Yeah,
so
yeah, because
he wouldn't cross. Yeah,
he totally screwed up Kelly Riptits and Riptides and boned her for Good Morning Arizona America.
Mm.
Los Estados Unidos.
Sí.
But I was really impressed by that. Not to mention, and I didn't get to this last week, is the new show on TNT, Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Orly, do you watch anything else other than the Disney Channel?
Yeah. I watch ESPN.
You're looking at me like I have like Kelly Riptits growing out of my face.
No, I heard you talk about the other show the other day. The
Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, and I was excited. Like, I wanted to see it, but I don't think I could backtrack and find the episodes that have already passed. So then I was kind of...
Yeah, you can. They're on TNT's website.
Oh.
You can go back TNT On Demand.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, yeah. I watch other things. I watch sports. I watch...
But you're not getting into any I'm sitting here talking about TV shows, and you're like...
No, I'm just listening because I'm interested in hearing more about it, so I'm just letting you go.
TNT Animals Kingdom?
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Beautiful. I love this. And it has absolutely nothing to do, contrary to what people have to say on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It has absolutely nothing to do where there are four beautiful shirtless guys. It has nothing to do with that.
See, when I first heard Animal Kingdom, I thought a show about animals.
I thought you thought it was Snoop Dogg's narrating animal clips. No. Animal Kingdoms is this messed up, dysfunctional jewelry store robbing family. It's literally, I figured it out. It's literally 2016's version of Growing Up Gotti.
Okay.
Remember Growing Up Gotti from back in the day? I miss that family.
I don't know anything you're talking about.
Thank you, Lip. We'll just go ahead and go to the two shot now. You take a nap. Growing Up Gotti was on A&E.
A&E, and it was, I'll tell you because I did watch it.
All right, we got a winner.
It was,
we got a winner.
Because I'm a huge John, I like the stuff about the mob. So the John story Gotti's about John daughter.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Victoria Gotti.
Victoria Gotti. Where and, you at, girl?
And her all three kids. Boy. Her three boys that are now like, I just looked them up the other day. They're all old now.
They're like 40.
They were like 15 and like fighting over hair gel.
Yeah, they all had the hair gel. They were the Jersey Shore before the Jersey Shore. But you know what? I invested a lot of time with Growing Up Gotti because that family, they just had mobster written all over them, even though it really wasn't mobster, but it really was mobster. But Victoria Gotti, she was so beautiful to be so old. And it was a compelling story, and I knew it was reality TV, and it was all manipulated. But I enjoyed that show.
Yeah,
but
they
But I think Animal Kingdom is a dramatic scripted version of Growing Up Gotti because you got the head mama who runs and controls all the money, and then you got her little thug boys that go around and do everything. But then there's a little twist. A twist.
What's
Orly?
The twist?
The twist is that one of her grandsons shoots his mom up with heroin.
Jeez.
She overdoses and dies. This is the first scene of the entire series where you see a kid. The camera pans up. It's a kid on the on his cell phone with 911. She overdosed again. And then the police, the ambulance show up and they walk in and they say, what did she take this time? And the kid's just sitting there watching cartoons. He's like a 15-year-old watching cartoons and says, it was heroin.
And but then he did it?
Yeah, but we didn't find out till episode 3 that he actually shot her up. See, the story arcs are still building. The characters are still building. I am all in on this. And just a little teaser. Folks, go back to TNT and Google. You can watch all past episodes of Animal Kingdom because I'm going to have a review every week now. I think that one of the head mom's sons.
I thought you don't like spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
No, this isn't a spoiler. Okay. This isn't a spoiler because the episode's already out there.
All right.
It's a week old. One, I believe that one of the sons of the grandma, which is the daughter, which has a daughter of the 17-year-old, that now that his mom died over an overdose, the 17-year-old has gone to live with the little gangster family.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You follow me?
Yep.
He's living with the gangster family. He's a straight-A student, smart kid. He just had a crackhead for a mama, and she finally kicked it, and he had no place to go because there's no dad there.
So that's the kid that shot her up, though?
That was the kid that shot her up. We
so
didn't
he's a good kid?
He's a good kid, but as the shows are developing, he's got a little bit of a wild side. In episode 1, he was forced to pull a gun out on some surfers so that they could get their surfboards. Okay. And he did it. So now that we're in like episode 3, we're starting to see him get a little bit more, become more and more a part of that thug, jewelry thieving family. But then there was an arc twist at the end of episode 3, or a storyline twist, where I believe that one of the guys he calls uncle is actually his father.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I'm on the wrong bed. I'm on the wrong bed. Oh, wait. Here it is.
So did they say why he killed his mom or
no,
not yet?
No, because after the grandma revealed, because there's all of the uncles that he went to live with, that live with the grandma, they all beat the hell out of him. They all treat him bad. One tried to drown him. They all play rough is what grandma says. And they call her Smurf. What Smurf says. So Smurf, she's the kingpin. She's the leader. So what Smurf says is that they all of his uncles play rough. You know, one tried to drown him at the bottom of the pool. Another one, you know, chased him in the car when it was on his bike down the boardwalk because it's all shot in San Diego.
Okay.
And so, but then there's one uncle that always seems to be a little more protective of him. And that was the uncle that Smurf said may be his dad. So at the end of episode 3, the little kid, I can't remember his name. I'll have all the names next week. The little kid, the 17-year-old, looks up at him and says, "You know it was me that gave her that shot that killed her." And then they just looked. It was a silent moment. And the uncle says, "Get some sleep," and walks away. Credits.
The uncle slash dad.
We don't know yet. It might be. I'm all in, Lip. I'm all in, baby boy.
Oh, yeah.
Animal Kingdom. And one last thing before we get out of here. Don't take your kids to any public pools in Phoenix, Arizona, because they have a bug called the Crito in them.
What's that?
Gives your toddler the tots. every year, something weird pops up in a Phoenix Valley Metro public pool that they tell you not to put the water in your mouth, don't drink the water, don't open up your eyes underwater, pretty much don't swim in the pool because this new thing has a nasty bug called Crypto.
The kids are all dookieing in the pool.
Hey, Phoenix community pools, come out and swim, bring your toddlers, we'll give them the tots.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio Show in the can for you. Hey, Justin Bieber! Justin, we ran out of time, buddy. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, go love yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Where did the slide go, Lip?
I don't know.
There it is, the Bravo Tip or Pay app at trybravo.com. Ladies and gentlemen, simply download it and sign up for an account. It's the easiest way to tip or pay. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our defective website. Interact with us on social media. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, the video portion of our show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. Have a business, product, or event advertised on this show? Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customized rates. Spots are available now. Remember to download our new free app available exclusively in the iTunes store or by going to fatguyradioshow.com/app. Zach, we are doing our best to get it on the Google Play Store, buddy. We are doing our best. Baby steps, baby steps. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog, just an extension of this show. You can go find all the articles that people like to send me hate mail about when I tell them happy wife, happy life sucks because your wife controls your life because you're a little punk bitch. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us for Executive Producer Full Olympias.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hello.
I want to do that again because that was so cute. For Philippius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hola.
Why do I feel like every time you say that, it's like the opening of Dora the Explorer?
Hola.
Hola. Hey, Orly got his first impersonation on the show. Dora the Explorer. That's not stereotypical. All right, folks. I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what it's about, just tell them, hey, Sausage Party is a kid's movie. Simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. But you won't know until you listen. Good night, Lady K. We love you, too. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Kelly Ripa Tots.
Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now, the show is over, unfortunately.